it's always been. We rise up to the challenge, we give the game our all. With sheer determination, we go in for the ball. For the Cloud Thunders, go Cats, we break the banner down. We know they'll play with courage till the final siren sounds. And the rival team will know that they've been run down by a pack. But you're eaten by, beaten by, defeated by the Cats. In a cat attack, go Cats, a cat attack, Geelong. A cat attack, go Cats, a cat attack, Geelong. In a cat attack, go Cats, a cat attack, Geelong. A cat attack, go Cats, a cat attack, Geelong.
Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast, the 7-1. It just continues to get better. The arousal levels are actually through the roof after 8 rounds of the AFL season. The Cats are flying high. Ben Castagnoli with you to dissect all things pussies. And Kingy, I'm joined by the number one caller, Tom King. Kingy,
yes,
you as excited as I am about the Cats?
They're flying, aren't they?
It's... Check their brands. It's been unbelievable. I mean, I know, I thought Sunday was a really good win. Some will say that, you know, the Cats were scratched it out, and they did. That's what good teams do. Yep. North had kicked a few straight. It may have been a slightly different story, but Geelong were good enough to win. And what I really liked was, and I heard Chris Scott mention it, Simon Lloyd mentioned it pregame, is that they're taking their moments. Mm. And in the third quarter, Tom Hawkins had two set shots.
Yep.
They were... gettable without, though. There's a degree of difficulty, though, and he nailed both of them. And that was crucial. Then Gaz finished it off late in the game.
Yeah. They held their nerve when the Kangaroos came at them. I reckon that Geelong side last year
would have folded like Chinese deck chair style.
Might have got beaten.
Yeah.
Whereas
have you ever seen a Chinese deck chair go up or down?
It goes down very quickly.
Oh, wow.
It goes down very quickly. That was the key takeaway, I think, that the Cats when challenged, but we did find out, I reckon, how important Tom Stewart is to the Geelong team, because when he was off the ground having that concussion test, guess what?
They kicked four goals.
They got opened up.
Yeah, but is that just a coincidence? Was that just the flow of the game at that time, or was that because Tom Stewart wasn't there?
I reckon, I think there's a little bit of lack of Tom Stewart.
Yeah, you might be right. He's in good form.
He's in great form.
Yeah, he has been good. Yeah,
give him another All Australian.
I'd like to see a snapshot of that again. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. Potentially that was just the flow of the game and the entries at that time. I mean, it was coming in sideways there for a little bit to old Big Ben Brown, Big Sideshow Bob, and he was doing the job.
Well, he kicked those three goals while Stewart was off the ground. And yeah, Stewart had spent the day coming off his man.
And helping out.
Yeah,
look, you might be onto something there, Tom, but I don't know if you call it such a small sample size, but irrespective, the Cats got the chockies, and they are now two games and percentage, so effectively three games inside the top two.
Yes, and three games inside the eight.
Yes, so they're in a really, really strong position, and they've got the Bulldogs who are in good form this Saturday night.
Well, the next month is the Bulldogs,
Gold
Coast, Sydney down here, and then a really big one against the Tigers.
On a Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be
a
cracker.
You need a helmet on for that one.
And do you know what? The good thing is the Cats can wind themselves up for that knowing they've got the bye.
Yes, well. Yeah, look, it's really exciting. And, I mean, even again, you know, small steps for some players. I mean, Grime Myers, the rising star this week. If you had suggested Grime Myers was going to be the rising star 8 rounds into the season, or a nomination for the rising star, I should say, at the start of this year, somebody would have suggested that you'd had an operation involving your cranium, I would have thought.
He's finding the footy. In the last 3 weeks, he's found the footy. He's into, you know, 20 disposals. Not necessarily it's about the pressure, but he uses the footy pretty well.
He does. Yeah, he's a good user of the ball, and he's got some. He's got some footy smarts. It's a bit of Stevie Milne about him.
He's a natural footballer.
He is, and he knows where to go. He's got such a big tank, and he can find the ball. And he does use it well. He's still finding his feet in the contest. He's still a little bit timid, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, but he's still a smallish body, and I think he's finding his way way.
Is it more just second guessing himself?
I think so. Yeah, he's not. And it's probably not going to be his go. He's never going to be a, you know, crash the pack sort of player. He's a small half forward. But, he's still finding his feet physically in the AFL. But in terms of on the outside, he's got some tricks and he's making the most of them.
How much money would you be willing to part for Tim Kelly to keep him forever?
Well, I don't think we have to worry about that. I think we need to worry about what we're going to get for Tim Kelly. Don't worry about, because I don't think you keep
he's
him.
He's not staying.
No, unfortunately.
But, geez, he would be... Has anybody gone from him being on base salary, which would be, I don't know what that is.
$370, isn't it?
$350. Oh, base.
Well, first year, including his match payments, he would have ended up getting about $350.
Okay. He'll come out. Surely he's worth eight.
Oh, easily. I would have thought. He's going to look good in the West Coast jumper next year. What are the... I mean, this
Don't boo him when he come back here, Cat fans.
No, they won't boo him. What What would you want for Tim Kelly?
Two first rounders.
Yeah, well, I mean, as it stands right now,
because he'll be Geelong's best and fairest.
Current trajectory, West Coast at what? Going to finish fourth, fifth, sixth.
Yep.
Somewhere around there.
Yep.
You know, they win a final at home. They end up with about pick. By the time all the other 16. Picks clamber in, you end up a pick somewhere between the middle of 10 and 20. There, 15, yeah. 16, 17.
Yep.
If you got their first rounder and their second rounder, you're looking at pick 17 and pick 30 something.
Yeah, you know, first rounder and then a future first rounder.
Yeah, well, that'd be the interesting one. I mean, maybe even pick 15 or 16. That's well down the pecking order.
That's Jordan Clark. But it's also Mitch Brown.
And it's also Billy Smits.
Mm.
And it's also Darcy Lang.
Yeah.
And it's also Kane Tenace. And it's also Stephen Hooper.
Who was pick one, wasn't he?
Who else have we got there that just wasn't fell off the rails their first round for the Cats? Yeah, there's a few of them.
Haven't worked well. Right now, the Kai Cocker too hasn't worked out as well.
Well,
as
he can play. He just, his body won't allow him to play. But, yeah, look, we've got to try and... Cats will get him to win the best and fairest. That'll bump up his price. Come on, I'm riding that home lot. Like wish I had about four gorillas on it.
But you know what? If he doesn't win it... We've got to wait until March to have a crack at you.
No, I'm confident he's going to win it. He would have got plenty of votes on the weekend.
Yeah,
coaches votes he got.
Yeah,
Gaz got seven, I think.
Oh, Gaz.
It was interesting. Hawkins didn't get one. Mitch Duncan got a couple. He was good.
Do you know how we were celebrating Hawkins' 500th goal earlier in the year? He's quickly got towards 520.
He's been really good, Tommy.
Got 19 for the season.
Career best. And he's relishing having... Does Gary Rowan play this week?
No.
He was out-skiing.
He didn't move for 30 seconds. That was actually scary. I had the call at the time and was talking as we were watching him being tended. Well, firstly down and play go on, but we sort of focused on him. I've never been fearful having seen a play hit the turf like I was for Gary. He didn't move.
No, he didn't.
I'm thinking, what's he done?
Yeah, he was Zafraz Nahwes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was in naughty land.
Yeah, so I don't think he plays.
Sometimes when that happens, though, sometimes you can't judge the concussion on how bad the player is affected. I mean, remember, was it 2 years ago, Rory Sloane was knocked out in similar circumstances, didn't move, and actually played the following week and had 28 and kicked three against the Cats, didn't he?
He did. That's right, he did too.
So sometimes the worst concussions are the ones that sneak up on you.
Yeah, they're delayed.
Yeah, so, look, I mean, you certainly wouldn't risk him, and there's no need to. And let's hope it's not something that impacts his season, because he's been absolutely on fire. His pressure, he didn't have too many possessions on the weekend before he got injured, but some of his pressure, there was one chase and tackle where he ran from the middle of the ground basically out to the halfback flank and ended up, from memory, the North Melbourne player had the ball. It ended up going out of bounds.
Mm.
But it was his pressure to get there was unbelievable.
He makes players on the opposition nervous because they're going, where the hell's Gary Rowan and where's he? Which sprinkler head's he going to bob
he's
up?
He's nervous. As, you know what he's as nervous as?
Yeah. No, no. What?
The old ceiling fan store owner with a comb over, or as nervous as a mobster in a tax office. That's where they always get done with mobsters in tax offices. They never get done for anything else.
Tax, but they've been tax the evasion. Amount of mobsters have been done for tax evasion.
Correct.
But a lot of unexplained bodies.
You know the biggest one?
No.
Al Capone.
Mm.
He didn't get done for anything else other than tax evasion.
Yeah.
He died in jail as a lunatic.
Syphilis.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a good way.
That's what got him.
The old syphilis.
Spent some time on Alcatraz.
He did.
Old Al.
With the Birdman.
The Birdman, Robert Stroud. Yes.
We got anything we've got,
just a couple of things I want to touch on.
Social media.
Tom Atkins, is he due arrest?
Well, he had his knee.
Yeah.
He couldn't move. But he looked like he had a stone in his
boot. So he's probably not right.
I wouldn't have thought.
Okay. Does a Sava Radicalia need maybe just 8 games in a row, or do you keep playing him?
I'll keep playing him.
Right.
He's third year player now. Unless he's putting his hand up and he can't get out of bed because he's sore.
Yep.
But if he's okay physically, I've said this a thousand times, don't look at his possessions, I don't think you should look at his possessions in terms of if he has a slightly poor game in terms of limited possessions and suddenly he's tired and needs a rest. If he is sore, yeah, rest him. But if he's not, he's crucial to the team. And this week is... Bulldogs are in good form. Don't think you're just going to roll over the Bulldogs.
Who goes to Norton?
Big Norts. Well, that'd be a great Blitzarves and Norton.
Old tank shaggy
Harry
Norton.
Taylor might be an option for Norton, given that Norton's a pretty much a straight line sort of player. He's not an agility freak. So Taylor might be suited to him because Taylor's very good in the straight line.
So Blitzarves then goes to Gowers?
Yeah, so then Blitzarves can maybe play a more of a roaming type role and get across, help third up. And but yeah, look, that'd be obviously up to the Cats. But at least you got some options. You got plenty of options. I mean, you could even at a pinch try a Colajasny or a Henry on him if you needed to.
Is this the week the Cats try and look at Darcy Ford at AFL level?
Well, they'd have to drop Radigalia.
Or manage Radigalia.
Manage him, yeah. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Jury's out for you, isn't it?
The Just Like Training Series performances of Darcy Ford are still vivid in my mind. You couldn't get near it.
Yeah, played as a ruck. He's been playing as a forward in the VFL and has put some good numbers up.
Yeah, oh, well. I mean, good. Good on him. He's obviously, you know, adapting well in his first year. I just think that, not for me, but if they want to go down that track just for a week to rest Radigalia is the man, not Darcy Ford.
No. All right. Do you want some questions?
Yes, love.
We've
questions.
Got some answers, maybe. Turbo Cat, read through the week the Geelong forward line referred to as the Wolfpack in a Dullhouse article, but has the mindset taken Gary Ablett to the edge of being suspended twice in the last 2 weeks. He's been lucky that he did not inflict damage or he would have altered and tarnished his reputation. He's shown what he is good at in recent weeks. He finishes no one else in the side. Has he taken this Wolfpack mindset too far in an attempt to counter criticisms of him being shy of contact in recent years? I don't think he did this head-high stuff when he was younger, or is he just not a good defensive player with poor application of defensive skills?
Wow, that's a pretty detailed question from the old Turbster.
It hasn't looked good.
No, it hasn't. There hasn't been much in it, but it hasn't looked good.
See, if he had done that and was struggling for form and wasn't getting a kick, that would come across as grumpy old man.
My theory is that Sam Wright, you know, they train now to, if you release the handball, you then go and block the person who's handballed so they can't get the release or the secondary one going past.
Yep.
So he went to do that and then realised he was a bit far away and sort of lunged at him. Now, it didn't look good. There was absolutely nothing in it. It was a free kick. The one the week before I thought was probably worse.
Mm.
You know, it had the potential. He was lucky that it sort of hit him on the shoulder first, but it had a bit more force in it. Yeah, look, it's not something you wouldn't want to continue to do. Let's put it that way. No. But it's not in Gaz's makeup, and free kick was plenty for mine.
Yeah. Tom Tharbuddha 1. Is Ablett the best kick at goal in the comp?
No, he's not. He's good, but he's not that good.
Who is the best kick at goal in the comp?
Who's the best set shot for goal in the comp?
Yep.
Tory Dixon?
Yeah, he's playing in the twos.
Yeah, he's good though. He's good in the twos. he's in the best in the VFL then.
Ruffy kicked 5 in the VFL.
Sam Lloyd's good.
Sam Lloyd is
he's
a
very
kick.
Good kick for goal. Yeah. No, Ablett's good, but he's not a lay down Mazaire.
No.
He's up there, but I wouldn't say he's the best. Yeah. I wouldn't have him in the top 10.
Okay.
I don't know who the top 10 are, but I wouldn't admit it.
Oh, just back to Turbo Cat. The back line has looked fantastic this year. Combined and laid, they protect each other and make the whole stronger. Yet when Stewart went off the ground versus North, was it a coincidence that we suddenly looked far less laminated and Blitz certainly looked less what he has been? Is Stewart the key to our back line? And that also, that's a sentiment of our friend Daz Broncos.
Yeah, he's one of them, certainly. He's a very good player. I don't know. I mean, is he the key? Blitzars is probably the key. Could you win the premiership without Stewart?
No.
Probably not. But could you win some games without him there?
Yes.
Certainly. There's players like that for every, you know, team. I mean, does Collingwood win the premiership without Grundy?
No.
Probably not. I mean, yeah, it's just you got to fingers crossed with those sorts of guys. But I think Geelong could cover. I mean, yeah, I think they could cover Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And win a final? Probably not the grand final.
They're not even on grand final, though. Turkey Tom, Simpson next man up. Possible couple of guys out this week. Is he likely to be picked, named in the VFL best the past 2 weeks? Apparently was very good again in a forward role.
Yeah.
Kicked three goals.
He's got some footy smarts.
Yep.
He's very much a sort of Brandon Parfitt
yep.
player, style player, who's clever. Yeah, look, I'd like to see him get a crack. The thing is the guys who he's, you know, potentially Atkins with the knee, he comes in and plays that role. I think that'd be really good. Be another dent for James Parsons if that was to happen. So, yeah, wouldn't be against it. Just difficult with Atkins, Myers, Dalhouse. You know, if Rowan doesn't play, yeah, there's certainly an option for him this week, I would have thought.
Big footy, those are the questions we got on Twitter at KROC Football. Boxhead 31, old Dave.
Dave Boxhead.
If Gary Rowan is to miss this week, who can we bring in to ensure our front half pressure doesn't drop away? Well, somebody suggested Lachie Fogarty. Lachie Fogarty probably needs at least two more in the VFL.
He'd need a month in the VFL. Yeah. He did absolutely zero preseason.
Yeah, so he's limited playing time.
He's probably sore after the one game.
Yeah, apparently his training the last couple of weeks has really ramped up. Apparently he could have played in the last fortnight, Lachie Fogarty, but they put a big training load into him.
He's only a kid.
So I would, second year season, 15 games.
I'd say he'd need at least three games in the VFL.
Yep, yeah.
Minimum.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't see him till after the bye at AFL level.
Yep.
Because the VFL boys have the bye at the same time as the AFL. The Gov, Big Sav needs senior exposure to break the barrier. Yep, and we've totally agreed. How about adopting the Malcolm Blight theory and playing him at centre-half back so he can just attack the footy and learn how to play against the best forwards? No. Just play him at centre-half forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Geelong's defence... Why would you put him back to Geelong's defence?
Well, you just wouldn't.
No, no need to.
You'd have to be... You have to have taken leave of your senses.
So, just keep playing him. He's doubled his games tally already. He's gone from 8 to 16.
Yeah.
In the first 8 rounds.
Got to get him to 50.
Yeah, or get him to 30 at the end of the year. He's 50 by the end of 2020.
Get him to 100 and then you have a player.
Yeah, and he'll only be 22.
When he's 100...
22 or 23, yep.
At 100 games?
Yep, he'll only be 23.
Yeah, that's when you got to get him to 100 games and then just sit back and enjoy.
Yep.
But there's going to be some growing pains along the way, but you've just got to, there's no point in playing the big Saveloy in the twos or in defence.
Actually, I'm a year out, he'll be 24. Mick, more of a statement than a question. Bigger Sava has played 16 AFL games coming back from a broken leg. He's comfortably our second best option as a key forward backup ruck. If he doesn't play, Hawkins gets double teamed at every opportunity. Have faith.
Yeah.
Have faith.
Well said, Mick.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Mick Howley. And Ian Bennett, Wildcat 2007. Surely the Cats can't drop Charlie Constable. What are the chances of Darcy Fort replacing Sav Ratatouille this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, that
large Radigalia, hold the anchovies.
Yeah, no garlic bread. The large Radigalia, half Menegola.
So there's another one that might have to come back.
And the skipper's coming back.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, look, what was the... Who were we talking about? Fort. Yeah, Fort could come in for Radigalia's sore. If they wanted to go down that track, that would be experimental Fort a taste.
It's not like the Dogs have got a massive back line either.
No, but you also don't want to start flirting with your form by just... So there's that aspect to it as well. What was the other part of that question?
Don't drop Charlie Constable.
Yeah, I agree. 27 possessions. You look down and you think... I can't remember too many of them, but
they were unassuming.
He finds the ball in space. He finds inside. The ball in close and delivers it out. You don't always see his work. He's another one that's just going to get better the more you play him. When he gets to 60 games and maybe he's put on 6 or 7 kilos, he's going to be a dynamic sort of inside ball winner, 30-plus a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about that, I know we obviously love the Pussycats and... Mm. Ben Cunnington, I love watching Ben Cunnington.
He's a star.
He's just like a massive meatball with little with footy boots on. He's fend off.
Who laughed at that? Was that Justin Longmuir who cracked up at that?
That he's a meatball.
You had a little bit of a food fetish.
Yeah, I did. I did on the weekend. It was good. It was
meatballs,
good fun.
Grapes.
Grapes. It was good fun. It was very, 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 very humorous.
Michael Barlow makes his debut on KROC Footy, walks away shaking his head going, what was that last 4 hours
and
of my life?
And his cardigan that he wore, that was a little bit of a sort of surfy type arrangement. I don't know if Mick needs to be... It had the pockets for the Winnie Blues. Maybe a couple for the old... The old Bob Marley's at the back, I would have thought. Cunnington, he's got the best fend off in the game. It's better than Dusty's. He can actually fend you off when you're actually on him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the... Don't argue is used by Dusty when the bloke's not actually touching him.
Yeah.
Cunnington can actually don't argue when you're actually glued to him.
He's absorbing.
He just gets rid of you.
He's absorbing pressure.
He's amazing to watch. He's clear. For a bloke who he's as slow as treacle... Mm. He's a really, really good player to watch.
Yep. Are the Dogs any
threat? And he gives you nothing. You don't know anything about him. Do you know anything about Ben Cunnington?
He's from Cobden.
Other than that?
And he used to do his recovery in the river.
Have you ever spoken to him?
No.
Have you ever heard him speak?
He doesn't do media.
Oh, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's great.
Bit Scarlet-like?
Little bit. Yeah, I'd love to. Do you know what I'd love to do?
Have a beer.
Yeah, just get down there at the Petrol Hotel and just refresh our heads off.
Ben Cunnington.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. That's actually who I'd like to have a beer with.
Are the Dogs any?
So do you reckon we could get Sean Higgins to organise that?
Oh, I think so.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be great. And I reckon he'd be a man's man. He'd like a punt.
Yeah, he'd be quiet and unassuming, and then he'd pull the quad at 42% of $8,000. He'd be nude.
Oh dear, the reactions. We've got an audience in the studio, and they're I think they're wondering what absolute gobbledygook.
She just heard the word nude, and I could see the ears prick up there,
and the laughter as well.
Yes, Leilani King is with us. How old are you, Leilani? 7. And you're in grade 2, and she's nodding away furiously, and she loves the word nude. There's a couple other words too, Leilani, that you need to use.
No.
I've got a couple. Well, we're going to get them into the call. A clumpity? A clumpity is a small person. A clumpity. An iriority? An iriority is, it was a confectionery in the 70s. It actually wasn't, but some people made it up that they were going to buy some iriorities. And there is also Stoody Munster is another one that we need to get in, Stoody Munster. So what I'm going to do next week, Kingies, I've got a little bit more time, I'm going to produce some ridiculous words that need to be used in football circles. And I've just given you 3 there, clumpity, Stoody Munster, and iriorities. And the other one is Augie. So it's been a pussycat Augie today. The Cats are on fire at 7-1.
Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Cat Attack podcast on iTunes.